It's time!
The shot broken up in front, and what a slick backhand try right in front of Chris Mason. And now the quick pass down the middle, breaking in, and a backhand stop by Chris Mason. And Marlowe with a 2-on-1, a 3-on-1, and what a stop by Mason. Chichu right in front, and what a stop on Ekman by Mason.
And goal number 3, Chris Mason.
D. Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen. Before we bring in Predators television analyst Chris Mason, a couple of texts on our text line, more than a couple, presented, or driven, I should say, by WilsonCountyHyundai.com about what the Predators should do at number 5. Chuck says, I'm going with either Hagans or McQueen, and if neither one of those are available, I will go with Martin. Stephanie says, I think go with Porter Martone. I want to see, in Jared's words, a big boy forward slash wing, and size is something we continue to lack. Honestly, I'm so over seasoning prospects, I want someone who can play sooner rather than later. AJ from White House says, Hagans, don't overthink it. You've been wanting a highly skilled 1C for forever, and you might not be in this position for a long time. Trey says, I think we should take a guy built for the NHL. We tried the small skill guys in 2018, and it went perfectly until we ran into the Jets, who were all big boys and just bullied us the whole series. In Jared's words, the big boy forward. Let's bring in Chris Mason, Predators television analyst, as we discuss the NHL draft. So, Chris, as you've studied these prospects and the Predators' needs, is there a player who you would like the Predators to take at number 5 overall?
Oh, man. You know what? I've been going back over the last 10 years and seeing all the draft picks and where players are drafted and how they've turned out. And we're going through with Willie and Jacob Underwood, and we come up a lot of guys. Matt Boldy at 12. You have Matthew Tkachuk at 7. It's all over the map. And to me, the biggest swing, I would say, in this draft, and a player that, you know, could end up being, you know, the best of the bunch is Roger McQueen. You know, he's listed at 6'5". I heard he's now 6'6", pushing 6'7". This guy's an absolute beast. He's starting to, you know, be able to skate a little better. I know there's injury concerns, but everybody's had a chance to look at their medical. I don't anticipate the Predators going with McQueen, just with the other guys that are, you know, ahead of him. But to me, I think someone's going to get a really intriguing player that's not like nobody in the draft. And I mean, if you look at the Stanley Cup Finals now, you know, size still matters. Corey Perry, you know, Brad Marchand, he's not a big guy, but he's got that physicality. Bennett was the MVP. These guys, you know, Tkachuk, Barkov is that big player. These guys get it done. And you know, if you're looking at the Preds position, Frondell will probably gone. Misa, obviously, Schaefer. You know, you're going between Martone, who's got that size. The kid can score. He's got some physicality to his game. There's Brady Martin, who's maybe a little more of a straight line player, but probably the most physical player, I think, in the draft, and especially in that, you know, in that top part of the draft, that you know, could be an option. This guy hits everything, it moves. He's 6'1", I think 174 as of now. If this guy puts on size, he could be a menace in the National Hockey League. Whether he's a 1C, probably more of a 2C type of a guy. He's not going to quarterback a power play or anything like that, but you know, he's a guy that could get it done at the NHL level. And then you have Hagans, who's tough to pass because of his, you know, skill level. He's not as big of a guy. But I always find when you're looking at these prospects, it's so hard for me, and I think for scouts, to, let's say you're picking Hagans, who played in college, compared to, you know, a Brady Martin or a Porter Martone that played junior. I mean, if Hagans was in junior, he would have probably lift that league up. But it's tough when these guys all play in different leagues. Frondell obviously played, you know, men's hockey over in Sweden. So that's, again, another league that you have to try to compare these players that you are picking between. But I think they're going to go, you know, probably pass Hagans, I would have to say, and maybe go with, you know, a Martone or, you know, a Martin type of a player.
Chris Mason is with us, and Mace, we're looking forward to our conversation with Vern Fidler coming up in the next hour. So as we talk about this fifth pick, I think the exercise we did this morning, you touched on it. How often you can get that guy that really moves the needle, the dude, a freak. You know, you're probably not going to get Connor McDavid, the super freak, right? The truly super superstar. But we were looking at your odds in that 5 to 10, 5 to 15 range. And it's interesting year to year. Some years it's loaded with guys like that. And other years there's only a handful.
Yeah, it's tough. It's so hard because, you're picking 17-year-olds. You don't know. You're taking your best guess on where you project these guys. That's why I think the interviews, obviously doing due diligence on players. A lot of these kids, they love the game. Hockey has become, a lot more of a skill game. So even these physical players, you have to have an element of skill, to play this game now, and speed and skating ability and projecting, whether a guy, if he's an elite skater in junior, will that translate into the National Hockey League? If he's an average skater, that's tough. To be able to really develop skating, I think, at that level. But you just never know. There seems to be a lot of really good hockey players and a lot of guys that could probably hit in this draft. There's no superstars. I think the McDavids and the McKinnons that come around once every, 10 years. I can't remember the kid's name off the top, but they got that kid next year. That's the one that's...
Gavin McKenna?
Gavin McKenna, yeah. He's the one. You want that number one pick because he seems like one of those guys. But it's such an important pick. I mean, you look at the Predators, the last time they had it was Seth Jones. It was a great pick. But you don't get these opportunities come around too often. And when you get it, and they've got three in the first round, you've got to make sure you get as close to a sure thing as possible. But like you said, it's there's a lot more misses, I would say, than guys that strike and guys that get taken later. In the draft, sometimes, the 15, the 10 to 15, 20 range end up turning out to be better NHL players. But it's so hard because they all play in different leagues and they're 17. You just don't know the progression. And when they get to the next level, can they be, adapt from being a smaller fish in a bigger pond? These guys have all had success and they're not going to score the way they did in junior at the next level. Until they develop a little more, hopefully down the road they can. But, that's the job of the scouting staff is to have to identify these guys and make the right pick.
And, Chris, I think it's important to keep these things in perspective. I saw the NHL tweet out a list of the most career points by players selected fifth overall. Number one on that list by roughly 1,000 points is Jaromir Jagr with the Penguins in 1990. Phil Kessel, right after him, drafted number 5 overall in 2006 with 992 career points. But then I'm looking further down the list. Braden Schenn. Braden Schenn was the 5th overall pick of the Los Angeles Kings in 2009. And I look at Braden Schenn's career. He's still in the NHL. He's played more than 1,000 games. He's only topped 60 points twice in his 16-year career. He had 70 points 1 year and 65 points another year. He just missed it a few times, 59 points, 58 points. But I know that Predators fans right now are probably listening and going, if the 5th overall pick turns into Braden Schenn, that's not a good pick. But Braden Schenn has been a productive NHL player for more than 1,000 games. So how do you keep these things in perspective, I guess?
Well, I think if you get that pick, go look at all the 5th picks that turned out to nothing. I bet there's way more of those than the ones that did. I would say that's a home run. I mean, he's won a Stanley Cup. He's still playing. He's still getting it done. He's an excellent penalty killer, physicality, leadership, all those other intangibles that, you need to have on a winning team. So I would think if you get a guy like that, I would take that, 100 times over. Obviously everybody wants the Jaromir Jagr and those types of players, but the reality of it is those come around once every, generation, and it's kind of a throw at the dartboard. It's a little bit of luck. So I would say if you get a player like that, if it's Porter Marton or somebody like that, it's probably got a little more offensive upside than, a Braden Schenn. But I mean, if you get a player with that longevity and, you know, all those different intangibles to his game, I would say that's a huge win. You know, I mean, you look at, you know, some other players that, you know, Willie just named off, or, you know, we were going over earlier today of a bunch of guys that, you know, in the top 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 that never, you don't even know their names because they've never made it. And these are guys that, you know, the same group of players that we're talking about now. So it's just so tough. Is Hagans going to, I mean, Hagans was a guy that was, you know, at one point talked about potentially being the first overall pick in the, in this year's draft. And now for some reason he slid down, you know, to maybe the 7, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, kind of range. But I mean, you don't know. There's a rumor come out yesterday that now I think San Jose potentially looking at Frondell. I mean, this guy was a guy that was, you know, closer to 10 about, you know, a month or 2 months ago, and they haven't played that many games in the last 2 months. So these ratings and rankings are changing left and right. Whether there'll be movement, I don't expect there to be any movement in those picks, but it'll be interesting to watch some of these teams with if they actually take their pick or if they look into that and who it's going to be. But, you know, things are going to change. I mean, Michael Misa would be, to me, that would be the one. That's why you're hoping the Preds could have got a, you know, a little bit of a higher pick. I think that was the guy that, in my opinion, would have been the guy that the Preds would, it would really be a game changer for them. But that's not the reality of the situation. So you have to look at the other, you know, elements and intangibles, and obviously the competitiveness and that the physicality and size factor is something that the Predators are looking at.
Quickly, Chris, you are going to stick around for our conversation coming up next with your former teammate, Vernon Fiddler, whose son, Blake, is a first-round pick, expected to be a first-round pick later today. How old does it make you feel that Blake Fiddler is about to be drafted?
Really old. I remember when my daughter Avery, who's going off to college next year, and Blake were hanging out, and we were, you know, setting them up back in the day, saying, "Yeah, when they get older, maybe, you know, all that kind of stuff." And for Fids is a great guy, man. He's one of the best teammates, and it's so cool to see Blake, you know, blossom. I don't know where the heck he got his size. 6'4". Probably still growing. I mean, that's, you know, there's been a lot of speculation too with the Preds picking at 23 and 26 that could be, you know, a name they're looking at. He's a big 6'4", good skating, puck moving defenseman's got some good offensive upside, can skate well for a big man. You know, it's really cool to see, you know, what he's done with his career. He's had some great success with the U.S. national team. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, that's a guy, the Preds, that'd be really cool to see. And I think he'd be, if he did pick, will he be the first Nashville born player in the first round? I think
first
in the first round,
there has never been a Tennessee born player to make it to the NHL.
Wow.
So he would be the first if he were to do it, but we are going to, keep Chris Mason on the line. He's going to join us for our conversation with former Predators forward Vernon Fiddler coming up next. Again, his son Blake expected to be drafted in the first round tonight in the range where the Predators have two picks at number 23 and number 26. 615-737-1025. Vern Fiddler will join us coming up next. But before we get to Vern, get out of the summer heat for craft brews, food, games, and entertainment at the 2025 Nashville Predators Craft Beer Festival tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/events.